What I'm going to show you is how to secure your applications with virtual networks. I'm on point for everything developers need to build, migrate, and scale Java applications on Azure. Now, when you think about securing apps in managed virtual networks, there are three important reasons why you would do that. The first one is you want to isolate your Azure Spring Cloud, both the apps as well as your service runtime from the internet. And you can also place it on your corporate network. So those are two different things. Isolating is one, and then placing it on your corporate networks, depending on what kind of business requirements you have. You can also enable, the second one is you can enable apps on Azure Spring Cloud to interact with systems on with your on-premise data center. These systems can be database, messaging, FTP, directories, mail systems, and so on. And these services can also be in other Azure virtual networks as well, right? And the third reason is you want to control inbound and outbound network communications for your apps as well as service runtime in your Azure Spring Cloud. This way, you are fully in control. So you can isolate, you can enable connectivity systems on-prem, and you can control ingress and egress for Azure Spring Cloud. Let's take some typical layouts, right? You can see a typical layout of network, cloud, and on-premise resources here. In this picture, right, the topology is popularly known as the hub and spoke topology. On your left, right here, on your left is the on-premise network, right? This is where you have all your systems today. And from your on-premise network, you can connect to cloud using ExpressRoute. Now, the center is your hub sitting in Azure, which connects to both your on-prem on one side and all your cloud source resources on the right-hand side. So on your right is your collection of cloud resources directly connected to your data center. Now, there's another variant of hub and spoke topology where in the center is the hub that carries shared services like Active Directory or maybe other data services or any other shared services across the spoke virtual networks here. Now, conceptually, right, what does it mean to say that you are placing Azure Spring Cloud in virtual network? Now, Azure Spring Cloud is built on Kubernetes. Each service instance has two instances of Kubernetes, one for the service runtime and another for all your apps that you are running. So when you place Azure Spring Cloud in a virtual network, the service runtime is placed in one subnet and the apps are placed in another subnet. It also creates two resource groups for placing network resources in your subscription as well as in your corporate network. Right? So let's look at this particular demo. Right? So this is a line of business demo. It's called the Pet Clinic Microservices. It's built by the open source community. In this Pet Clinic demo, you have the gateway right here where all the calls are coming in through the gateway. And it's kind of like a line of business system where the customers and the pets are stored and managed right here. The doctors, veterinarians are managed right here, and the visits are managed right here, right? And these are all business components, and the data is stored right underneath here, which can be taken to MySQL on Azure. Now, around that, there's a bunch of Spring Cloud middleware components. So when you are deploying to Azure Spring Cloud, you don't have to worry about infrastructure or scaling or any of these middleware or the monitoring. So these apps are deployed into Azure Spring Cloud and the data goes into MySQL, right? So going back to this picture here, what we are going to do is we are going to deploy this into a virtual network. Now, when we deploy into a virtual network, going back to the hub and spoke model, you can see the Pet Clinic placed in Azure Spring Cloud here on two subnets, one for the service runtime and another for the apps. The MySQL data, where the data is stored, is actually sitting in another subnet. And I also have another subnet where the jump box is sitting there, just in case if I want to jump in and start looking at what's happening. So the jump box is right here. Now, everything is encased within the Spoke virtual network, right? And I also have some consumers coming from the internet. And these consumers, when they are coming in, they're coming in through an Azure firewall right here. Now, when they are coming in, the Azure firewalls will apply the threat intelligence, all kinds of traffic filtering rules that your IT department will be setting it up. So not all traffic will come in, only the ones that pass will come in, the rest will be denied. And it'll also take down any malicious IPs and FQDNs so that it's all filtered. And that traffic comes in, it comes in through a gateway, and then it resolves to one of the apps sitting in Azure Spring Cloud in the virtual network. We also have a DNS resolver here. So if you want to connect to your internal corporate network's DNS, it can connect and resolve into the apps in Azure Spring Cloud. So what we're going to do is let's take a look at this real-time demo, okay? So here is the portal where we have all the resources lined up right here. So one of them is the Azure Spring Cloud for Pet Clinic. It's placed in a virtual network. So let's open that up. So when I open this up, you can see the pet clinic, which is placed in a corporate virtual network. And we have all the apps that you saw in the diagram, like the admin server, the API gateway, the customer service, the vet service, everything is right here. And you can also look at the network, right? So we have placed it in a corporate networks, and you can see the network addresses right here. Now, one of the app is the API gateway, which is the entry point. So I'm going to actually look into it. Now here, what I've done is I've assigned an endpoint. The endpoint is a private endpoint, right? Now this particular link, if I click on it, I will not be able to access it. See, I am actually going to click on this, and it'll open up another window. I cannot reach it. The reason I cannot reach it is it's isolated from the internet, and it's actually placed inside a corporate network, right? So that's one reason why I'm not able. So what I've done is, do you remember I was talking about the jump box? I've logged into the jump box. So we can go into the jump box and take a look at it. So my jump box is right here. I've RDP'd into the jump box. So this is my jump box. And I have a browser up and running in the jump box. And I take the same address here. And if I roll it, you can see my application up and running. It's actually private, but I can only see it because I logged into a jump box, right? Now here, what I can do is I can go here and actually add another customer, right? So you were talking to Josh Long earlier. So let's put Josh's name here. Josh Long, and he's from San Francisco. So let's put him at San Francisco. Let's say his number is, 888-555-1212. And let's say he's living on Matthew Street. So now I can submit it, right? Now it will register, right? So you can see that Josh Long is registered right here, right? Now, behind this is a database. So I'm going to open the database workbench. So here's my database workbench. I ran the same query before I added Josh, right? Now, I cannot access this database from outside, and I'll tell you reason why later. Now, here I have it run, and you can see there are many entries. Now, if I rerun this, right, you're going to see Josh Long show up right here. Right? Josh Long is right here, and Matthew Street, San Francisco. Right. This way, I was able to connect inside the jump box and at the same time. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt. Do you mind zooming in on that a little bit? When you're looking at the portal and at this screen in particular, it's very hard to see.
I will do that for the portal. But for the MySQL Workbench, I don't have a mechanism to increase the font size, right? But I'll do that when I get to the portal so you can see the details as well. Okay?
All right.
Thank you for letting me know. So you can see Josh Long sitting right here. So it was added. So let me go back to the portal. I'm going to minimize my connection directly into the data center, right? So the reason I was able to get in because I was in the jump box, right? Now, I also placed a corporate firewall in front of the system, right? So this is a firewall that is built in front of it, and the firewall has an external address. So let me increase the font size just to make sure you're able to see it, right? Probably that's visible now. So, or even try to increase even further, right? So it has an address of 52230, right? 52 is the beginning number and 230 is the ending number. Now, I also have a domain name mapping here in GoDaddy where the 52230 is mapping to a petclinic.protected, right? So petclinic.protected.spring-microservices.com. So if I go to that interface, right? So here is petclinicprotected.springmicroservices.com. So you can see Josh is not here right now. So if I refresh this, what happens is Josh will be right there, right? So now I'm able to reach from my machine, which is outside the corporate network, right? And the reason I was able to reach is because I have a corporate firewall, Azure firewall sitting right in front of it, right? So behind this is a database. So let's take a look at the database. Oh, if you're creating it, all you have to do is you would go through these steps. You would create yes, and then all you have to do at the next, you have to say yes, right? And then you have to fill in these values, and then you can create it, right? So that's what I did. You can go through the experience. You have to fill some values. Now, here is where all my resources are, but I'm going to go into my corporate MySQL database. So here is MySQL database. You can see all of this. But one of the important things is it cannot be reached by anybody. Nobody can reach it, right? It's all sealed at this point, right? Now, I do have a private link, which is actually placed in the corporate subnet, corporate virtual net. This is the private link. It is sitting here, and this is what is placed in the subnet inside the same virtual network where the Azure Spring Cloud is sitting. Now, it can sit in any of the spoke subnets, but I've decided to keep it in near that one right here, right? So then I also have another app, which I'll be going through right now, where I have a check outgoing IP address. So I want to check what is my, this is another app running in the same Azure Spring Cloud. And I want to check what is my outgoing IP address. Now, if I click on this, since it's a private link, right? So this is one reason why I have to go to the machine and work. And I'm going to show you shortly about it, right? So the reason I was able to get through the firewall is because there's a mapping from the firewall into the Azure Spring Cloud right here. And that mapping you can adjust as part of the rule. I also have another rule here, which only allows me access. This is my IP address today from home through Comcast. And only me and my colleague Bowen can access. Anybody else who's trying to access will not be able to access the Pet Clinic line of business system, right? Now, for the particular the access, I blocked all the others, right? The previous pages where I showed you how I only turned on for myself and Bowen, but here you can see that I blocked everybody else. So if you try the same IP, same domain name, you will not be able to reach it. So in addition to that, I've also enabled my check IP application to get out of the corporate network, right? So here I'm opening up and say, this particular app can reach only this IP address, right? So if I go to that app and I try to access it, it will not go out from my outside machine. So this is where I have to go back to my jump box. And in the jump box, when I try to run it, if I run it again, you see it has the outgoing address of 52 224 and 24.230. This is the public IP address of my firewall. So all the IP, all the apps running in Azure Spring Cloud has to go through the firewall. This way you have full control over its egress, right? Now, the other important aspect as you are setting up these things is you want to know what is happening. You want that to be trackable. So this is where you can go into Azure Monitor through Log Analytics. You can run a query on the Azure Firewall, and that query will show you all the access going on. So just now, I actually got out to check my IP address. See, allow check outgoing IP address. It actually went outside my corporate network, right? And you can see it recorded right here, right? Now, I also have an application gateway where I've enabled direct access to anybody, just in case for playing, right? Not necessarily you would do this in business. So that IP address is right here, which is Pet Clinic Direct. So the previous one I showed is the protected. This one is Pet Clinic Direct, where you can see it's up and running. Now, if I go into its owners, you're going to see Josh Long was added. So it's pointing to the same instance, right here. Okay, so you can see how the demo went for securing your apps using Azure, securing your apps using Azure Spring Cloud and virtual network. So this is the demo that we just went through, where you have the external calls. This is Pet Clinic protected line. And I also opened up another one for Pet Clinic Direct for only testing, which will come directly here. Now, as I was coming in, it was checking, right? I only enabled for myself and Bowen. You cannot come in through. Once I come in, I was able to get into one of the apps sitting in Azure Spring Cloud. And these apps were talking to the database. And I was able to get into this jump box and talk directly to it. Now, that's one of the arrangements. There are many arrangements possible. Azure provides several network resources, right? So you can assemble that like a Lego block to realize many business requirements and technical requirements to meet your needs. So in this particular arrangement, what is happening is the conversation between one Azure Spring Cloud versus to the other Spring Cloud is actually controlled by the firewall itself, right? So app one, when it's talking to app two in another Azure Spring Cloud, you can enable or disable as well. Here is another arrangement where there's a F5 big IP solution is used to allow or deny traffic to FQDNs. Here, what is happening is internet traffic is coming in through your on-prem. On-prem is where the F5 big IP is running. And from your on-prem, through the connection through Express Route and Urban Spoke model, you can actually allow or deny traffic to fully qualified domain names sitting in Azure Spring Cloud. You can see some of them can be reached and the others cannot be reached. And F5 is pretty good as well. It has a local traffic managers. It allows the traffic to be denied or allowed based on the FQDNs. F5 maintains a pool of auto-populated IP addresses so that it can resolve to the DNS name. Now, we have shown you three arrangements. Now, it's all left to your imaginations because there are many resources available in Azure that you can actually connect, right? So you can control ingress and egress traffic for virtual network where Azure Spring Cloud is phased. You can also force tunnel your internet traffic. That's what I did in my arrangement. And you can define your own user-defined network routes for virtual network. Now, for the Azure Spring Cloud, you may have many apps. You can choose to assign private FQDNs to some of those apps, right? Not all of them needs to have an endpoint, depending on your business needs. And the entire arrangement you can compose with Azure Network Resource. I showed you with ExpressRoute, VPN, VNet Peering, you can use Traffic Manager. I showed you Application Gateway. You can also use Frendo as well as Firewall. You can also rely on service level diagnostic check, because when you're placing Azure Spring Cloud and virtual network, there could be many things, many resources involved. So if some configuration changes, things can go wrong. So that's why we have a diagnostic check that you can continuously check whether everything is operational. You saw me using custom domain, so you can upload your certificates, bind custom domain, and use certificates for TLS. And you can bring any certificates, whether it's self-signed or issued by any well-known authority. And you can, after you deploy Azure Spring Cloud in a virtual network, you can simply deploy apps and config just like the way you did it without the virtual network. You can use Azure CLI, Maven, IntelliJ, all the tools listed here, and any of your favorite tools you should be able to list, right? You should be able to deploy. And you can enable apps to interact with Azure services, just like the way I enable to MySQL. You might have a database, Oracle database running on-prem, or you could maybe having an IBM MQ running on-prem. You can use private endpoints or service endpoints to enable the, all of these, right? So with that, thank you for joining us today. Stay on, there's more demos coming along, and we love to hear how you are building impactful solutions using Azure Spring Cloud. Thank you again.